From NPR and WBUR, I'm Tanya Mosley.
I'm Peter O'Dowd. This is Here and Now. Two new warning signs are flashing for the U.S. economy. The Labor Department says employers added 500,000 fewer jobs in 2018 and early 2019 than previously reported. And the federal deficit is growing faster than expected and will soar past $1 trillion next fiscal year, according to the Congressional Budget Office. Mike Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News, and he joins us now. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Peter.
So it is very common for the Labor Department to revise job numbers up or down, but this is a revision for an entire year, and it is much bigger than usual. What can you tell us about what's going on?
Well, you're right. They make these revisions every year. But to just put this one in context, for example, 2018, the revision ended with a decrease of about 16,000 jobs. Hmm. So 501,000 jobs for this year is a lot. I mean, in the 12 months through March, the country added about 2.5 million jobs. So we're talking about 20% of the jobs that we thought were added in that year actually weren't. So in other words, it's like wiping out 2 or 3 months of job gains in that year.
So the numbers are big and they're worth pointing out. The average monthly increase is down from 223,000 in 2018 to now about 180,000. We should say that's still a lot of jobs.
It is, but the pace is definitely slowing down. It had already been slowing down before this potential revision was announced. For example, the six-month average is down to about 141,000.
Uh-huh.
So that's about 100,000 less than what that six-month trailing average was last year. So the pace was decreasing pretty rapidly already before this revision, which will obviously decrease the previous year.
We haven't seen a revision like this since the last recession in 2009. Strong job numbers have been the anchor of the recovery ever since. We talk about them once a month, every Friday,
right,
Mike. But should we see this as a warning that something bad is on the horizon?
You know, if it was just this in isolation, I would say not necessarily. But it's kind of adding on top of a lot of sort of troubling data points we've seen. For example, this morning, a purchasing manager's survey showed that the manufacturing sector of the economy actually shrank in August for the first time since 2009. And that services industry sector, which is much bigger, that's barely growing as well. So the sort of alarming data points are starting to add up.
Well, there's this other story that the CBO says the federal deficit is now rising faster than expected, and it's set to go past $1 trillion. Next year. I mean, what about that? I guess it's a result of the president's tax cuts and trade wars.
Yeah, absolutely. Primarily the tax cuts. I mean, it's like any checking account. If you reduce the amount of money coming in this case by cutting taxes, but you increase spending, you're going to have to dip into that overdraft or your credit cards to cover the difference. So it's a concerning thing for the economy. The reason it's not really a big acute problem right now is because interest rates are so low globally that servicing that debt is not as sort of a big of a problem as it would be with higher rates. But who knows when rates could pick up again.
Well, and right now the economy is growing and we have those record deficits, which is unusual. So what happens if we were to enter a recession and we're in that much debt?
Right. Then we have a big problem. You know, obviously, in a recession, there's even less tax money coming in to the government because fewer people are employed and businesses go out of business. So that deficit would be poised to swell even further in the event of a recession.
I know we've talked about this issue before, but why do you think Republicans have been open to allowing the deficit to swell so much? It used to be a red line for the party, and now the president, as we're seeing this week, floating ideas like the payroll tax cut that would make matters even worse.
Well, I think it just shows how much President Trump has really shaped the Republican Party and sort of, you know, brought them into his sort of platform. Remember when these tax cuts were planned, the argument was that, well, they will pay for themselves through greater economic growth. And now we're seeing that that's simply not the case.
Yeah, right. That has not happened. Bloomberg senior editor Mike Regan, thank you very much for your time. We're going to keep watching this story.
Thank you.